Matt, yeah, I started reporting on this topic after reading the 2018 National Youth Tobacco Survey. It said basically that there was a big surge in e-cigarette use among youth. That's 1.5 million more students were using e-cigs in 2018 compared to 2017. In Indiana, vaping increased for all 7th through 12th graders last year, especially in teen boys. So after seeing these numbers, our community outreach team wanted to go out in cities like Kokomo and Terre Haute to hear how residents are handling the problem.
Well, so then what are some of the things that you heard?
Well, mostly that there's lack of information. Teachers and parents don't always know what vaping or vape pens look like. And of course, the company Juul always comes up.
And Juul is the California company that is dominating the e-cigarette market right now.
That's right. And they're really popular among teens. So sometimes these vape pens or Juuls, they're easy to hide. They're really small and they produce like little smoke. Also, users themselves, the teens that I spoke to, they don't know how much nicotine is in these products. And the National Academy of Medicine, they say teens who use e-cigarettes are three times more likely to transition to traditional cigarettes.
Well, and that's what's concerning, right? As we know, nicotine is an addictive substance. So how prevalent is the use among teens?
They're everywhere. So we spoke to two high school students in Terre Haute, Sasha and Kayla, and they say a lot of their classmates Juul.
Everyone at school has one, and they'll do it, like, if you just bend down and blow the smoke under the table.
During school?
Yeah, 100%. In almost every class I'm in, someone's doing it, almost.
If the teachers know it's happening, like, the teachers aren't stupid. It's not like they're just turning a blind eye about this.
And I asked them about the consequences at school, if you're caught with a Juul or a vape pen, and they say students do get in trouble, they get it taken away. And a parent is notified, but they don't know of any resources set up to help if a student is dependent on these nicotine-filled devices. So right now, yes, schools have rules in place that prohibit any tobacco products, but as a health reporter, I started asking if there are any resources for students, especially if they do develop a dependency. And at the listening session in Terre Haute, a school representative that focuses on improving mental health resources at her school district, she said trying to punish everyone is overwhelming, and they want to work on prevention instead.
Because we're seeing so many of these infractions come through the administration building, through expulsion hearings and things, we need to create some kind of prevention or education program that with those offenses comes participation.
So what about the health risks then? We know that traditional cigarettes are harmful. What do we know about electronic cigarettes?
Well, we don't know much about the long-term effects of e-cigarettes and vape use, and there's debate on whether or not they're safer than traditional cigarettes. But when we're talking about teens, and some as young as 12 and 13, of course this is a concern. A Juul pod contains as much nicotine as a pack of traditional cigarettes. So experts can agree on one thing, and that's that nicotine and the developing brain, that's not a good mix. A pediatrician at the Kokomo listening session we were at, Dr. Dana Stewart, she says there can be long-term effects.
Nicotine itself affects the prefrontal cortex, and so that is responsible for our executive decision-making skills and also our ability to pay attention, to focus. And so there's definitely been studies that have shown that that is affected by nicotine.
So then did you hear from parents? What's their take on this?
Parents did attend the sessions, and I think they just feel like there's a lack of resources and information. For instance, what do you do if your middle schooler or high schooler is trying these vape pens, e-cigarettes, and then they become dependent? That's a concern. So anyone who wants to learn more about e-cigarettes can find our stories at sideeffectspublicmedia.org, and the FDA website has a lot of information, including its anti-smoking campaign called The Real Cost.
Thank you, Araceli.
Thanks, Matt.